Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The best thing that I got from the Epic Intensive was the creative financial strategies, such as the creditnav.com, which funnels into funding, basically the ability to get funding to do deals. Hey, Matt, thanks for doing these intensives and for doing the podcast. It's been a real eye-opener. I am super excited to be going forward. I hope to continue working with you for many days, many years to come.
Hey, Rockstar, Matt here. And I probably don't have to tell you this because you do listen to this show, but just in case, you do know that lead generation is the engine that runs a real estate investing business, right? I mean, if you don't have consistent leads, you won't have consistent opportunities. And without that, your bank account is going to go up and down, just like a roller coaster. But if you know the best sources for leads and how to automate the flow of them, your income, it can be nice and steady to a point where you can then focus more on causing your income to grow rather than, you know, losing sleep over those money peaks and valleys. Let me show you how to avoid this feast or famine income flow in your business to make sure that your stress levels stay nicely in check. There are three things you have to do so your business doesn't turn on you and drain your bank account dry. You're going to want to take a look at epicintensive.com and register to join me in person for the next Epic Intensive in Manhattan Beach, California. It's the nicest beach city on the West Coast, by the way. And that's on July 18th through the 20th. This is going to be the last lead machine workshop before we change it up for 2020, and seating is limited. So if you don't get in on this one, that'll be all she wrote. We'll be on to the next thing next year, and right now, for a limited time, you can only get access at epicintensive.com. Right now, you can get two tickets for just a very small, fully refundable seat deposit. At the intensive, you're going to learn the essentials of a really good automated lead machine. We're actually going to work together on creating your very own that you'll be able to bring back to your market and put it to work. In fact, we're going to turn your weak lead generation into the strongest part of your business. Imagine what's possible when this is true for you. But remember, access to the Epic Intensive is only available for a limited time. When the seats are gone, they are gone. That's July 18th through the 20th. And it's California. It's the beach. It's the middle of summer. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. But don't delay. Go to epicintensive.com and register. Today, I want to talk about your real estate investing marketing. And the main thing we're going to focus on is automating your lead generation on a budget.
This is Terrio Media.
Alrighty, so when it comes to lead generation, we all know that we need to automate that process, right? But a huge thing that holds people back is the funds that they feel are required to actually make that happen, to fuel a lead machine like that. And I get it all the time because, you know, people are worried about not being able to compete because they won't have a budget big enough, or investing in a campaign that doesn't work or doesn't pan out, or maybe choosing the wrong type of lead generation. And it makes sense. But here's the thing. If you want a consistent paycheck in this business, you're going to need consistent opportunity. And consistent opportunity comes as a result of consistent leads. And consistency is a product of systems, right? It's really, you don't have to look any further than really just the law of cause and effect. For every effect, there is a corresponding and equal cause, and vice versa. And in this sense, the effect that we're looking for is an income, right? And if you go back to the very source of, or the very beginning where that income is created, it's created through leads. So that's your cause. And so if you want consistent effect, you need a consistent cause. And that consistency comes through systems. And so when it comes to lead generation and your systems, there are two ways that you can create that system. You can pay for it through a marketing budget, and you can automate your direct mail. You can automate your digital campaigns through Facebook and YouTube and Google. All of that stuff can easily be set up to create consistent opportunity for you and your business if you have the marketing budget to go with it. So you can pay for it with your wallet, or the other option, the alternative, would be to pay for it with your sweat and your time, your effort and your hustle, right? So you can pay for it with your wallet, or you can pay for it with your time, right? So those are your two options. Basically means if you don't have the budget to build a lead machine, you yourself have to become the lead machine. You have to automate yourself. And I'm going to share with you how you can do that and give you some really good strategies. I'm going to give you a really good story about it as well in just a minute. But first, if you like this and you want to go deeper into it and get serious and set this type of lead generation strategies up for yourself, this type of lead machine up for yourself, you, like I said, you might want to consider attending the Epic Intensive. That's what this is going to be all focused and centered around. If that sounds interesting to you, take a look at epicintensive.com. And like I said, if you like what you see, join us, all right? I think it'd be the most important event you've ever attended for your business, all right? So anyway, a client of mine, Corey, has cashed in the last 24 months or so, almost $2 million. I think it's like 1.6, 1.7. It's up there through a creative strategy that I showed him how to do. And that's been extraordinary. And we'll talk about that another time. But I think what's equally extraordinary is he's done it with almost zero marketing budget. He'll say that he spends no money on marketing. And he doesn't spend a lot, that's for sure, because he just doesn't need an automated marketing machine that he has to throw a bunch of money at, because Corey himself, he is the machine. He is the system. You know, for example, when someone asks him what he does for a living, he has an answer for it that generates leads. He has when he goes to lunch, he has lunch with people that help him generate leads. Those are his systems. And they don't cost any money to do, except, you know, maybe the picking up the tab for lunch or so. So when someone asks you, because this is something that happens on a daily basis, right? When someone asks you, what do you do for a living? What's your answer? Most people, whether it's a real estate agent or a real estate investor or a developer, most people just say real estate. And if you just say real estate, the person that asks the question, they're going to have their own interpretation of what that is. And most of them are going to think agent, but whatever they are thinking, they don't really want to hear anymore. So the way that you can respond in a way that creates intrigue and makes people want to know more about what you do is really just kind of focus on who you actually help, who's the person in your business that's going to have the biggest impact on your business, and how do you help them? For example, I help frustrated landlords deal with bum tenants so they can resume getting the cash flow that they wanted. So that's a frustrated landlord that's probably dealing with some bum tenants. Every landlord has a couple, right? If they got a portfolio big enough and they really signed up for cash flow. So that's something that would appeal to that landlord. And the person that asked that might not be a landlord, but you don't care. You're just looking for the ones that are. But if you just say real estate, then, you know, you're just going to go through and get a bunch of general, oh, that's nice. Good for you, right? You don't want that. Other ways you can do this to automate yourself and become the machine is to wear clothing that has your company name and your company phone number. One of the strategies that I used in the beginning, and I got this from network marketing. They always say, make money from home, ask me how. And we'd wear those t-shirts or these little flashing, blinking lights on our shirts. And it was really kind of embarrassing, because then when people would ask you, you'd kind of curl up, because most of the time in that business, you weren't making any money yourself. Faking it till you make it is no fun. But if you switch that up and just took that same strategy and automated yourself that way, saying, I buy houses fast cash, ask me how. And someone says, well, how do you buy houses fast cash? How do you do that? Now you can really ask, you can really answer. You can give them a legitimate bona fide answer that you can believe in. So you're wearing your clothing. That automates yourself. Because wherever you go, there you are. And there's your clothing, right? So you're always on. Something similar is a car magnet sign, right? Putting the car magnets on. Yeah, but I don't want to put it on my car. That's what people think. And that's going to look silly. Listen, you're working. These are your work hours. And if you're serious about this, then you need to make it known what you do for a living. You need to let your service be known and not be so attached to what you actually look like. Particularly in the beginning, when people do this, they see all the glitz and the glamour. I don't know. That's probably not right. That was a little bit cliche. But they see the money that real estate can produce and the money that real estate promises. They all recognize that, hey, real estate has produced more millionaires and billionaires and all the wealth than any other industry, any other investment vehicle. And that's why most people get involved, because they want that. But most people aren't willing to do what's necessary to get that. And in the beginning, unless you have a big marketing budget and you can go by through other means, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how to generate automated leads on a budget. So if you don't have the budget to drive this giant lead machine, then you need to become the lead machine. And part of being that, doing that, is just always being on, being more committed to your success in real estate than you are to looking good, being more committed to your success and your freedom through real estate than you are afraid of looking bad by having a car magnet sign on your car. So if you're working, get it on there. Because if you don't want to put that on there because you think you're going to look silly, that means you are more committed to looking good than you are getting the results you want out of real estate. Another way to do this, carry a book around. A book was a really good one that I always carried around with me. And I like to carry for sale by owner books. And I just kind of carry that around. And people would ask me about it. And, oh, you're thinking about selling a house? I said, no, actually, I buy houses. But it was just a good information or conversation starter. Oh, I always had a little sticker on the back of my cell phone. And like wherever I'd go for, if it was coffee or a bar or a restaurant, I would just take it. And I'd always place my phone down. So the sticker was showing up saying, I buy houses. So those are all different ways. But, and then go ahead and take whatever budget you do have and schedule out your direct mail. The budget that you have available for direct mail, kind of envision, what can I afford on a monthly basis if I didn't do a deal in the next 6 months? Plan it out that way, because you don't want to go all in on your marketing for the next 30 days, 60 days. And then if you don't do a deal, you're broke and destitute. So plan it out and think about, what could I afford for the next 6 months if I didn't do a deal? It's not going to take that long, but plan it out that way. And then when you start doing deals, then you can start allocating a portion of that profit back into your budget, and you can scale that way. You can run simple little Facebook post ad for your market. You can get real good coverage in your entire area for like $5 a day. That's really, really affordable for most people. Okay. I mean, that's not out of the reach for most people. But until you have the budget to automate the whole thing, it's without your presence, you're going to have to automate yourself. Ready? So if you're getting this, and you really should consider going to the next Epic Intensive, as this is exactly what we're going to cover. Every person in attendance is going to leave with a full toolbox on how to do this, some with a budget and some without. And we're going to have a really good mix, and all the details are over there at epicintensive.com. Okay, so here's what we know. If you want a consistent income from real estate, you need consistent opportunity. And consistency is created through the implementation of systems. And you can pay for those systems with your money through your wallet, or you can become the system yourself. So that's your choice. It's one or the other. Brad, also older client of mine, that's the way he does his business to this day. He has a good balance of both. And there's probably no mystery as to why he's one of my more successful clients that I've ever had. I know Jack and Josh, they're right on his heels. And you know why? Because they do a balance of both as well. I got to run, but thanks again. And don't forget, if you're serious about generating consistent income through your real estate, you need consistent leads. And that's what we're going to talk about at the next Epic Intensive. So go to epicintensive.com, get all the details, and I will see you there. Or I will see you next time right here on, I don't know, what are we going to call this? On the Epic Facebook Live. All right, take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.